WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pianist Simon Nabatov was born in Moscow, where he started playing piano at age 3 and composing at 6. He attended the Moscow Conservatory and then New York's Juilliard School of Music. Nabatov has played and recorded with trombonist Ray Anderson, singer Phil Minton, and saxophonist Arthur Blythe, among many others. He now lives in Cologne, where his new solo CD was recorded. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the new recording takes Nabatov back to his roots.
Simon Nabatov's new live album sounds like what it is, a classically trained jazz pianist sitting down to improvise without worrying what kind of music came out. Before the concert, he'd had a plan in mind but threw it away at the last minute. The music isn't quite jazz or classical, it's just Nabatov. And because it's a personal mix, based on what he's learned living and playing in several worlds, it sounds unforced and natural. You can hear what a sensitive touch he has at the keys. At times, there are traces of jazz pianists like Lenny Tristano, who like long, evenly constructed lines, and Cecil Taylor, who might anchor a rangy improvisation to a short, recurring motif. But Simon Nabatov also admires Russian concert pianists like Sviatoslav Richter, and there are moments when his grand sweep or dense harmonies conjure up pre-Stravinsky Russian composers from Tchaikovsky to Scriabin. Simon Nabatov's solo disc on the Leo label is called Perpetuum Immobile, a pun at his own expense. Actually, several of these improvisations are perpetuum mobiles, which in classical music are fast pieces in flowing rhythm. He can cover a lot of ground, but may still find himself back in the same place, or at least somewhere that sounds familiar. This is from his number for right hand only, called One-Handed Bandit. Check out how he leans on or off the sustain pedal to blur some notes and clarify others. Nabatov does go on a bit here, and his music is a little heavier than elsewhere. But he counters his sense of grandeur with small, specific gestures that draw you in. He'll sound a dense chord or cluster and then pull the notes away one by one so it evaporates before your ears. There's an odd mix of the epic and the intimate in Simon Nabatov's Perpetuum Immobile, which gives it a peculiar atmosphere all its own. It's like we're listening to him give a major speech while studying his unconscious body language. We hear the big themes even as we catch the little gestures that betray his private self.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times.